The federal government has struck another coronavirus vaccine supply deal, as we were discussing earlier with Richard Colbeck, signing up for 25 million doses of the Moderna vaccine, which is an mRNA vaccine. But the national vaccine rollout is shrouded in more confusion at the moment because the Prime Minister seems to be backtracking on a commitment to provide both doses of vaccines to every Australian who wants one by Christmas. Here's the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, talking to reporters on Budget Night.
The assumption is that every Australian who would like to get two shots of the vaccine will be able to do so by the end of the year.
Okay, both doses by the end of the year. Here's the Prime Minister last night on 7:30.
The vaccination program, as it's set out in the budget papers, just assumes that it's likely that this will be in place by the end of the year. But that could happen with two doses, one doses. It could be many months either side of that.
Okay. Peter Van Onselen is political editor with the Ten Network and a columnist with The Australian. He joins me in our Parliament House studios. Peter, hello there.
Good morning, friend.
To make it even more confusing, Richard Colbeck told us earlier that the commitment or the assumption is one dose for every Australian by the end of the year as a minimum. So much of the budget depends on the vaccine rollout. Our economic well-being depends on the health of the nation, obviously. The PM seems to have walked away from the Treasurer's Budget Night assumption that both doses will be done and dusted by the end of the year. Indeed, now I think we've heard it's one dose. Can we bank that guarantee, do you think?
Well, we can bank that that's what they've got in the budget, I think, is that it's predicated on one dose and that the Treasurer misspoke and assumed it was two doses, but the Prime Minister doesn't even want to commit in any hard terms to one dose because he's worried...
Could be some months either side of the year.
Exactly. He's worried about the benchmarking that he can then be held to account on. So you've got this awkward situation for the government where the Treasurer has misspoken, the budget papers do need some sort of anchor, but that anchor is not an anchor based on the health advice that the Prime Minister then wants to be politically accountable for, and hence the confusion and hence the mess that they're in.
And I wonder if that makes more sense of the other message from the government on Budget Night, which was that international borders outgoing and ingoing will only be likely gradually opening from the middle of the year, next year.
Yeah, again, they need... It's one of these really interesting situations because we know that to predicate all of their modelling, they need to have some base assumptions and they often miss on those, you know, whether it's the unemployment rate, wages, you name it, GDP, growth, the whole box and dice. They often miss them, but they need to have something that they can base it on. In this case, the politics meets... if you like, the health advice or the professional advice. And so politically, they don't like having these benchmarks, these key performance indicators that they can miss. But like it or not, budgets are always requiring them. And they've got them in the budget, and therefore they'll be held to account for them politically.
I tested them on Budget Night. I went down to the desk where you get to ask, officials from different departments about measures. And I asked health officials what was the assumption. Was it how many Australians was it based on getting vaccinated? And they eventually came up and said all of them. It was based on the entire population, which obviously it won't be because some people won't. But there was no backing away from the all Australians by the end of the year, but from the health officials on the night of the budget either.
Yeah, well, and that's obviously their target, but, you know, the Prime Minister knows that if he decides to go to an election early next year, as seems the more likely of the two options, then all of a sudden it's really fresh in the news, isn't it, that he hasn't achieved this benchmark.
Yeah, so it's an assumption, not a target.
Exactly.
In better news on vaccines, the government's landed a deal to buy 25 million Moderna doses, 2 million doses this year, and then 15 million booster shots next year. Again, Richard Colbeck said it would be later in the year, indicated probably the last quarter in the year, though didn't exactly say that. I mean, you know, a lot of people aren't that keen on AstraZeneca with the concerns around blood clots. So this, we might find a lot more people waiting longer to get vaccinated now that they hold out the promise of Moderna, do you think?
Well, that is actually the risk for them, again, politically, is that if people have got concerns about AstraZeneca and they now know that there's this deal, by the way, let's remember, a deal doesn't always come to fruition.
No.
So there is a wait and see attitude that I've got on this. But Moderna is probably the best of the three if you include it with Pfizer and AstraZeneca. And so it's a good deal if it comes off for the government. But exactly as you say, there is the risk that a lot of people decide, well, I'm going to hold out. And then that brings us back to all the assumptions in the budget, to, you know, the government being held to account.
Aye. Okay. Yeah. And just briefly, one of the other pressure points for the government post-budget is wages. The opposition's pounced on Treasury forecasts there won't be any real wages growth in the next 4 years, despite bumper new jobs, because CPI will rise more than wages will rise, so still suppressed wages. Does this finally give the opposition something to attack on?
It becomes their point of difference between people calling this a Labor budget versus them saying, well, no, we would deal with real wages. The unemployment rate is low. That's good. It's getting lower. That's even better. But Josh Frydenberg wants to say, real wages have been at the average that they're at for the last decade. That might be true, but based on these estimates, they won't be at the average in 4 years' time if they don't move.
Yeah, and they're not heading up. Peter, thank you very much.
Good to chat.
Peter Van Onselen, Professor of Politics at Griffith Uni and the University of WA.